Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Hello, and welcome to Mercury Retrograde. If you've been on waiting for the show to start, Mercury Retrograde was providing some wonderful technical difficulties. This is Linda Guerra, and I am Sacred Divine Wisdom, the Soul Path Guide and Mentor. Your guest tonight, and I am a Soul Path Guide and Mentor. I do Soul Path readings, Soul Path Discovery readings. I am a coach and mentor, and I work with people who have had trauma, depression, sadness, anger, resentment, are ready to let go and forgive themselves, ready for positive, loving relationships, ready to provide a new story instead of repeating the old story over and over. And I'm your guest tonight, so I understand that we might have a caller. So let's see if we can get connected to the first caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are
and,
you?
And your name? I'm good. How are you?
My name is Denisha.
Denisha? Hi, Denisha. How are you doing tonight?
I'm here. I'll say that. I'm here.
You're here. So, Denisha, do you have a question tonight?
Yes. I'm trying to figure out a way to get away from my family so I can give my kids a chance at life, because I know as long as they stay around my family, they won't have a chance.
Yeah, I pulled some cards for you, and the first one I get is conditioning. And I usually get a conditioning card when there's a relationship that's pretty much indoctrinated or has a belief system that's maybe not all that healthy. Would that be true?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you? I also get a card that shows the friendliness card, which indicates that there may be someone who can help you. Is there anybody in your life that you know that might be able to help you do what you're trying to do?
Right at the moment, no, ma'am, because I want to be, honest with you. They're in the black arts. They're witches. And
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite get what you were saying. Say that again.
They're witches, and I am afraid of them. I am afraid of them because I don't know how to fight against a witch.
You said they're rigid?
Witches.
Like rigid, like they're unbending,
no,
they won't... They won't move to...
They deal with black magic.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. They practice black magic.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. And do you live with them?
No, ma'am. Last year... I was going through a really hard time, and I had to go stay with them for like 2 or 3 weeks. And it was like hell. It was like hell on earth. It was so much going on and it was so negative.
So you're saying that you don't live with them?
No, ma'am. Okay. It's like they are the only, you know, people I have, though, because it's me and my kids.
Right.
And the last trip I had was my grandmother, and she died.
Okay. Now, are you part of any kind of group or organization?
At the moment, no, ma'am. I just shut down.
Okay. Because that's what I'm seeing is that you need to do. You need to find some sort of group or organization, excuse me, that you can be part of. And within that group, you're going to meet someone or some people who can help you. But you definitely need some assistance. Does that make sense?
I have a kid. Yes, ma'am, I get it. It's just like, I just don't know what to do right now.
Like I said, there are people out there who can help you and work with you. But you're going to have to reach out to some different groups and so that you can meet those people.
Yes,
and that's hard sometimes. It's really hard.
Yeah, it is, and the reason being is because it seems like everyone I've ever trusted, they always, you know, in the end, at a point, they'll betray me. And, you know, it's not because of anything I've done to them, because you know, when it happens, when they wind up betraying me, I begin to question, like, why would they do this when I haven't done anything to them or against them?
And that, you know, that happens to the best of us, where we believe that we're going to, you know, we believe in people. Doesn't mean to stop believing in people. But it does mean to use a little bit of a discernment and inner knowing within ourselves to listen to that and take heed when we get that knowing, that inner knowing that this person is not the right person to be around and isn't the right person to trust. But if we focus on the past of being betrayed, you'll never be able to move forward.
Yes, ma'am.
If you open up and just, and I hate, I know people always say think positive, right? And but at the same time, it is when we believe that something's going to happen, we put it out there, and many times it does, and that can be both positive and negative. So if you put out there that you want to meet some people that can help you create a new tribe of people, right? Because sometimes our family is not the best tribe to be around, and we need a new one. And so if you put out there that you really would like to meet, you know, some new people that have more of a higher vibration, more God-centered. I don't know what your beliefs are, but, you know, you want to bring that to you so that you can have some people around you instead of just the family that you would prefer not to be around all the time, then you can bring that to you.
Yes,
and in my card, it's something that it can happen, but you have to take those steps. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All the best to you.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome.
Have
a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Is there another caller? Excuse me.
Oh, I was just listening.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. So you got in and you weren't holding, huh? So you were just listening to the show?
Yeah. Yeah, I always find it interesting, and I try to listen in on what people are saying, and I try to, I guess, practice to try to see if I know, like, what my advice would be.
Okay.
I just kind of find it interesting, yeah.
Well, that's great. Did you have any
questions?
Yeah,
how are you? Oh,
I'm good. And
yeah,
what's your name?
Question. Joe.
Joe? Hi, Joe. And where are you from, Joe?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, okay. So you have a question?
I guess career.
Okay, what's the question?
Do you see any differentiation or anything new coming up in my career, or am I on a direct path, or is there expansion?
So you're carrying some sort of burden. I don't know if it's at work, since you're asking about work. Do you carry a burden? Like, do you do a lot more work than you're supposed to? You do somebody else's work, or maybe that's at home, you're carrying a burden?
It takes me a long time to get what I want to get done.
Is it, like, are you having to do others' work or wait on others?
Well, I'm a teacher, so.
Okay. All right. Well, that in itself is almost a burden. You carry a lot of you carry a lot of children on your back all day long.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I find it to be a joy because they're good kids, and, you know, they inspire me as well as much as I inspire them.
And I do see, you do, yeah, I can tell you enjoy it because I've got the success card, meaning that you're a very good teacher.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's coming
across. Like I said, I like doing it. You know, they're good kids.
Good. What age group do you teach?
High school.
Okay. That's great. We need more teachers in high school that love what they're doing. That's got to be difficult. I know it can be difficult.
Well,
so
yeah,
is there?
I think it's... There,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm listening.
I was just going to ask you, is there something either in the summer or something that you do to make additional money?
Well, no, and that's, I guess, I'm kind of curious. I'm a creative person, and I just, I'm wondering if there's freelance stuff coming up or, you know, I'm just kind of wondering what direction, I guess I wasn't really wondering too much and thought I'd see what you saw.
Well, I'm seeing abundance. So maybe there is an opportunity, maybe there's, I know there's always courses that you all take that, you know, maybe it increases what you make. That might be a possibility. The other set of cards that I got, too, has to do with being a bit rebellious. And I don't know if that, I'm seeing rebellion and then patience, you know. But I also see the guilt card. So is it something that, do you sometimes feel guilty about wanting to do something else?
Not really guilt. I just, you know, okay. I get antsy, you know.
Okay.
And
well, I got the patient card. Yeah.
kind of think to myself, maybe I look too far ahead and I go, wow, you know, 10 more years of this, or, you know, do you know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Yeah, and we're taught to do that rather than to kind of stay in the now and just
correct.
Yeah, watch for or just feel things out as they come along.
Yeah, and also, I guess being a creative teacher, I always wonder, you know, am I going to be practicing my own skills base for my own, just to keep one leg in, you know, keep my hand fresh and keep myself abreast of my work. So that I can teach it, you know, more.
And that's what I think, that's what I'm seeing is that, because I got the burden, which tells me that sometimes being a teacher can be a burden. But at the same time, I've got the success and the abundance card. So there's something, maybe it's, you know, going back into that creative side and bringing that through, maybe that'll bring you somewhere along the way, can bring you more money and some success. I mean, I think you're already a successful teacher, but but at the same time, I get patience and a little bit of rebellion. And sometimes the rebellion can just be stepping out of your comfort zone. Okay. But I also get sharing. So sometimes it's service to others that brings out and brings us back abundance. Many times when you give back, you get back, right? So if an opportunity comes up for you to be of service to others, to be able to do, you know, to give back, take advantage of that because I think you're going to get back more than you give. Okay?
That's great. Thanks.
No, you're welcome. Well, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I'd love to keep listening. So, help me stay on. Sorry that just put me on mute so I can continue to listen. Thank you.
Yeah, I will. I'll let her know. I've got a technical person behind the scenes helping me out here, so I'm going to let her know. We're ready for the next caller.
Great. Thank you, and many blessings.
You too. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
You have a great evening.
You too.
So we're waiting for the next, while we're waiting on the next caller, this is Linda Guerra. I'm Sacred Divine Wisdom, and my website is sacreddivinewisdom.com. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to my website, sacreddivinewisdom.com. I do have a few services listed. I have the Soul Path reading. I also do a coaching, a 90-day coaching program. So if you're interested, once you've read my website, it's something that piques your interest, we can always schedule a call and we can talk more about it. Do I have a caller? Do I have a caller? You said it's Mercury retrograde today, and actually the last 2 weeks until about the 15th. So we are having some technical challenges today. And this is Linda Guerra. I'm the guest today, and I am a soul path reader, a pranic healer. I do pranic healing, which is a energy healing, type of energy healing. And I also do coaching and mentoring. I'm intuitive intelligence certified coach. And my website is sacreddivinewisdom.com. And you can always go to my website and you can email me or you can schedule a call if you would like to talk further about my 90-day program or if you'd like to schedule a Soul Path reading. Do we have a caller yet? I see we have two callers, so we're trying to connect them. Do we have a caller? Can anybody hear me? This is Linda Guerra, and I'm Soul Path Guide and Mentor. My website is sacreddivinewisdom.com. Hello. Connection. Yay.
Hi.
Hi. I apologize. We are having some technical difficulties, and I've got somebody behind the scenes trying to connect me to the callers. And and what is your name?
Hi, my name is Ebony. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Ebony from Connecticut. How are you today, tonight?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. You are up. You all are up late. Wow. What about
midnight?
I
work overnight. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ebony, do you have a question?
I do. I just kind of I moved my business to another location. It was rather quick, and it kind of wasn't. It wasn't planned. And so the new location is, I was at the other location for 5 years. And I'm the type of person that don't like to move around. I've been at the place that I live at for probably 18, 19 years. And so, like, I don't really know. I had to take what I could find. I don't know the area that well. And I'm just wondering, do you see me doing well in this area? Did I jump the gun or is it a better area?
Okay, let me see what I get here. Do you dream? Do you have dreams?
I do have dreams. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the cards that I have indicates that you dream and you need to listen. Do you write down your dreams?
No, because I never remember them. It's so weird.
Okay.
And they seem
so
vivid.
Then you need to keep a journal by the bed, and as soon as you wake up, which is when when you do remember them. Because if we don't write them down right away, they tend to fade. And just write down what you remember, as much as you remember each time. And also, a way to do it, too, is every night before you go to bed, let your higher self know. Let yourself know that you would like to remember the dreams. You want to remember the dreams that are important, right? Because not every dream is important. But just say, would you please let me remember my dreams so that I can, learn from them, learn from the messages you're trying to tell me.
Okay.
So that's the one thing. I did come up that you dream. When you moved, did you have to do any compromising?
From where I moved from or to the at the new location?
Well, during the negotiation of the contract or anything, did you have to compromise on anything?
No. Not that I could recall off the top of my head, no. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So what I'm seeing is that you need to just trust with what's going on right now. Just trust it. Let go of you know, trying to judge whether or not you've done the right thing. And it's also, it's like you're just taking everything so seriously. So do you get out and just enjoy yourself at all?
Well, no, because I'm busy trying to pay my bills. So,
okay.
I mean, I don't have time for that. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean that we need to spend money. I mean, it can be just going and walking in nature. It just, what I'm seeing is that, you know, bring out the playfulness in yourself a little bit instead of being so serious all the time. And trust the decision that you've made instead of being focused on whether or not it was the right decision. Let it go and just go with it. And then, you know, and work it, you know, work the business instead of being concerned about whether or not your move was the right place. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I had no other choice. So, of course, that is a question that comes up because I literally had to take what I can get. I couldn't have, like, an interruption in anything, and that was the only thing that I could find at the time. So, yeah, quite naturally, I'm going to have questions. I'm definitely going to have questions.
Sure. I'm just going to, this is just what comes in, right? It's, I don't judge it. What's coming in, though, is saying, it was what you had available at the time. That's what we think, right? We always think that that's what it is. But if that's what was available, that's where we needed to go at the time. So rather than focusing, constantly being concerned about that, let go of that energy and bring the energy into making it successful. Does that help explain
it
a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes we put energy behind things that really don't serve us, and we could take that same wonderful energy and put it in areas where it does serve us. Did you have another question?
Oh, no, that was it. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. You have a great evening, Ebony.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we have another caller waiting. So this is the guest, Linda Guerra, Sacred Divine Wisdom. My website is sacreddivinewisdom.com. Hi.
Hello.
Who's joined? Hello.
Can you hear me?
What's your name?
Siobhan.
Hi, Siobhan. Oh, do I hear a little newborn in the background?
Yes.
I thought I did. How old?
2 months.
Aw. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Aw. So did you have a question?
Yes. Okay. I've been going through, you know, a lot. And I just want to know, like, you know, because I just question it all the time, you know, like, will I ever get to a point where I'm going to, you know, be happy, you know? Because,
mm-hmm.
like, it's like everything is, like, you know, everything's been going downfall for me. And I've just been stressed and praying and just stressed. And it's like, you know, I don't know what else to do at this point.
So I do see that you're stressed. I immediately got the stress.
Yes.
So, and, you know, when we have a newborn, that's going to bring on a lot of stress. You just, you know, you have a little, and there's always stress around that. Are you a new mom, or is this your first?
No, I'm a new mom.
Okay. All right. So do you have folks around you that help out?
To be somewhat, like, somewhat.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, but then it's like, no, like. Yeah.
Are you, so what's the space around? Is it around work? Is it around home?
No, it's around home. It's around relationship. It's not really too much work. I'm
okay.
going back to work mm-hmm. soon, but it's around relationship. It's around home. It's
okay. All right. So I do get the stress card, which indicates that you are stressed. There's no doubt about that. I'm also getting the celebration card. So you've got something coming up that you're going to be celebrating. I mean, you're celebrating the fact that you just had a wonderful son. You've got the integration, which to me says you're integrating. The integration can be, do you meditate at all?
Sometimes.
Okay. Because the integration card usually indicates to me that integration of mind, body, and soul, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So your faith, your beliefs need to kind of focus on that too as well.
Okay.
And I get the laziness card. Is that you or somebody else?
I would say somebody else. Cause like, I have my kid and, I'm sort of kind of on, maternity leave.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I've always been the type of person, you know, I have to, you know, work. Like that's just always been in me. Like, you know, I can't sit down
mm-hmm.
for too long. A lot of people tell me, oh, wait till he's 6 months to go back to work. But I'm just like I have no help. So how am I going to wait till my baby's 6 months, you know?
Right, right.
And, yeah, but.
That explains the laziness card. Yeah, I get the laziness card. Usually when I get the laziness card, it's not because somebody's lazy. It's because they need to take it easy. And not. Yeah. Because part of why you're stressed is you're putting that on yourself because
mm-hmm.
you can't sit still, right? You want to be moving and active, and you've got a newborn, practically.
Yes.
You still got a little one. So part of it is putting stress on yourself, and if you will let go of some of that, then you're going to have some new things come in, and you're going to feel more like celebrating. Right now, it just feels stressful. But part of that is because you're trying to push yourself into things that you're really, it's not time yet. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So take a deep breath and let things come to you, and then you're going to have a celebration.
Okay.
And you're going to feel a lot better, and you're going to have a lot less stress.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. What else could I possibly say? Also it was just like, you know, my relationship problems, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I don't really talk about it. Like I'm the type of person that just hold things in, you know, I know it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
When I was giving birth to my son, this girl hit me up basically telling me that, you know, my kid's father had another kid the whole time and it was, you know, kept a secret and stuff like that. So that was like another reason that, you know, for me to be stressing and stuff like that because it hurted me. I was stressed.
Mm-hmm.
I still am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find a way to, like, you know, cope with it, to, like, get over it, basically, you know, but it's, like, I don't know, it's just hard. I never been through anything like this.
Is it truth or is it
gossip?
Yeah,
it's true.
Okay. And he, so he has a child by, he has another child.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell you.
Yeah, he didn't tell me. Like, it was kept a secret from me until I was in the hospital giving birth to my son, and the mother of that child wrote me.
Okay. So I'm seeing the compromise, which means that you – it's a compromise of your beliefs. In other words,
okay.
you kind of have to compromise your own integrity. I mean, you kind of have to look at, can you still trust this person, right?
Yeah.
And because I get two different cards that indicate trust. So you need to make the decision of whether or not you can still trust this person. But a lot of times, the only person that knows that is you.
Mm-hmm.
And you go within yourself and you listen to that inner voice.
Right.
To make that decision. Because we know what that decision is. We just don't always want the real answer.
Right.
Because if the real answer isn't what we're looking for. And I get a lot of callers. I've had callers that have called back week after week after week asking me the same question, as if I'm
mm-hmm.
going to be able to give an answer. And that's
right.
what I'm talking about. I'm just giving you an analogy is, you know, you can continue to do the same thing, but you're not going to get a different result.
Right. Right.
So you decide whether or not you can trust this person. And if you can, then you've got to put it in the past to move forward. You can't
mm-hmm.
keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because that's important. We can't move forward if we keep bringing up the past.
Yes. I definitely agree.
You got some things to think about and go within and listen to see what's best for you and your baby.
Right. Yeah.
So I appreciate you calling in, and all the best to you.
Thank
and
you.
Your little one. You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a great
You're
night.
Welcome. You too. Bye-bye. Let me see if there's another caller. For those who have just joined us, we have about 9 minutes left. And this is Linda Guerra. I'm the guest tonight. I am a soul path guide and mentor. I am an intuitive coach as well as a soul path reader, and I'm also a healer, and I combine all of that in my 90-day program to help people to change their stories. So when we go through trauma, we're in depression, sadness, grief, we are stuck in the negative self-talk, we need to change our story, and I work with people who are ready to change their story. And you can learn more about me at sacreddivinewisdom.com. And I have time for one more caller if we have anyone who would like to ask a question tonight. Got somebody in the background watching the callers to see if we have anybody. For those who've joined us, we've had some technical difficulties tonight. but we have managed to work through them. Okay, we might have one more caller. Let's see. I apologize if you're listening. Sometimes when you're listening, you get put on into the call queue. So if that's the case, just let me know you're just listening. Do I have a caller? Hello? Is that a caller? Or is it just do we have a listener? Do we have a caller? For those that have just joined us or coming in at the end of the time, my name is Linda Guerra, and I really appreciate you all joining. We've had a little bit of difficulty tonight. So my name is Linda Guerra. I'm a Soul Path Guide. I do Soul Path readings. I do have a website that you can learn more about my story. My story, I really pretty much get transparent with my story to let people know what I've been through and how I've managed to overcome difficulties in my life, traumas, and so on. I am skilled and trained in intuitive intelligence coaching and mentoring. I'm a soul path reader, and I do believe that our life path or soul path is part of who we are. And when you're ready to change your story, I have a 90-day program called Mastering Your Soul Path or Your Life Path, Toxic to Transformation. And it's a 90-day program that includes one-on-one coaching with myself. And you get me 3 times per month for 3 months. You also get pranic healings, which is energy healings. So clearings, our aura and our chakra, it always helps to clear out the dirty energy. And if you have any pain or emotions that we need to clear out, I work on that. We do meditations, guided meditations. Affirmation. I help you get a ritual going so that you have something to look forward to every day, and it's part of my 90-day program. So by the time you're through my 90-day program, you have a new story. So if you're interested, I have a button that you simply go to on my website, sacreddivinewisdom.com. And you can schedule a call with me, or you can always email me, and we can schedule it that way as well. At the bottom of the website is a contact, and you can email me. I do also do soul path readings with some coaching, and that's also listed on my website. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I look forward to talking with everyone next month at the same time. And have a wonderful and blessed evening, everyone. Thank you so much. Goodbye.